Lesson 78. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 76, Verses 1 through 19. Introduction. On February 16, 1832, Joseph Smith and Sidney Rigdon were working on the inspired revisions to the Bible, sometimes called the Joseph Smith Translation. While they were translating and pondering the meaning of John 5:29, they were shown a vision, which is recorded in Doctrine and Covenants, Section 76. During this vision, the Savior showed Joseph Smith and Sidney Rigdon a series of distinctive visions that affirmed the reality and divinity of Jesus Christ, taught about the fall of Satan and the sons of perdition, and revealed the nature of the three kingdoms of glory and those who will inherit them. President Wilford Woodruff said, quote, "I will refer to the vision in Section 76 alone as a revelation which gives more light, more truth and more principle than any revelation contained in any other book we ever read. It makes plain to our understanding our present condition, where we came from, why we are here, and where we are going. Any man may know through that revelation what his part and condition will be." End quote. Doctrine and Covenants 76 will be taught in four lessons. This lesson covers a brief overview of the vision, the Lord's promised blessings to the faithful, and the actions that led Joseph Smith and Sidney Rigdon to receive the vision. Suggestions for teaching. Overview of Doctrine and Covenants, Section 76. Ask students to name a few places they would like to go on vacation or on holiday. List their responses on the board. Circle one of the destinations listed on the board. Ask students to write down a description of the path they would need to travel in order to arrive at the selected destination. After a minute or two, invite a few students to describe what they wrote. Then select a destination listed on the board that is significantly different from the first destination, and ask the following questions. If you follow the path you described for the first destination, will it bring you to this other destination? How does the destination you choose influence the path you must take to get there? Explain that in February 1832, the prophet Joseph Smith and Sidney Rigdon received a vision that revealed the possible eternal destinations of mankind. This vision, recorded in Doctrine and Covenants 76, describes the three degrees or kingdoms of glory and the degree of spiritual development for those who will inherit them. Invite students to identify choices that lead to eternal life in the celestial kingdom as they study this vision over the next four lessons. In addition, invite them to ponder whether the choices they are currently making are leading them to the eternal destination that will bring them the greatest happiness. To provide a brief overview of the content of Doctrine and Covenants 76, give students a copy of the accompanying diagram. You may want to make a copy small enough that students can insert it in their scriptures and refer to it as they study Section 76. Explain that the diagram outlines what Joseph and Sidney saw and learned about in the vision they received. Please refer to the diagram on the top of page 266 of Lesson 78. Doctrine and Covenants 76, verses 1 through 10. The Lord promises blessings to those who are faithful to Him. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 76, verses 1 through 5 aloud. Ask the class to follow along and look for words and phrases that describe characteristics of Jesus Christ. Which of the characteristics of Jesus Christ mentioned in these verses are important to you? Why? Direct students' attention to the characteristics of the Savior described in Doctrine and Covenants 76, verse 5. According to verse 5, what must we do to experience the Lord's mercy and graciousness? We must fear Him. Explain that in this context, to fear the Lord means to reverence, respect, and love Him. What must we do to receive the Lord's honor? What do you think it means to serve the Lord in righteousness and in truth unto the end? Invite students to read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 76, verses 6 through 9 silently, and look for blessings the Lord promises to those who reverence and serve Him. According to these verses, what blessings come to those who reverence and serve the Lord? You may want to remind students that the word mysteries in verse 7 refers to spiritual truths that can be known only through revelation. Write the following incomplete statement on the board. If we reverence the Lord and serve Him to the end, He will honor us by blank. Invite students to complete the principle on the board. They should identify the following. If we reverence the Lord and serve Him to the end, He will honor us by revealing truth to us. To help students understand how the Lord can reveal truth to us, hold up a light bulb or flashlight and ask how it might relate to the influence of the Spirit. After students have responded, invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants 76, verse 10 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for additional insight into how a light bulb or flashlight might relate to the influence of the Spirit. How is the influence of the Spirit like a source of light, such as a light bulb? Students' answers may reflect the following truth. The Lord enlightens us by the Spirit. What does enlighten mean? To provide knowledge or spiritual insight that increases our understanding or helps us see truth. When have you experienced being enlightened by the Spirit? After students have responded, you may want to share an experience of your own. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 76, verses 11 through 19. Joseph Smith and Sidney Rigdon describe the circumstances that led to their vision. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants 76, verses 11 through 14 aloud. Ask the class to follow along and look for a fulfillment of the promises mentioned in verses 5 through 10. In what ways was Joseph Smith and Sidney Rigdon's experience a fulfillment of the promises mentioned in verses 5 through 10? Invite students to think about times when they have been reading the Scriptures and have not understood what they were reading. What have you done to better understand the Scriptures? Explain that Joseph Smith and Sidney Rigdon's actions prior to receiving this vision can teach us how we can better understand the Scriptures and invite the Holy Spirit to reveal truth to us. Assign students to work in pairs. Invite one student in each pair to read the section Introduction for Doctrine and Covenants 76 silently. Invite the other student in each pair to read Doctrine and Covenants 76 verses 15 through 19 silently. Ask the students to look for what Joseph Smith and Sidney Rigdon had done or were doing that prepared them to receive understanding of the Scriptures through revelation. To help students better understand the section Introduction, you may need to explain that the word sundry means various. You may also want to explain that in Joseph Smith's day, most people who believed in the Bible thought that after the final judgment, all people would be sent to either heaven or hell. After students have had sufficient time to read, ask them to report what they found to their partner. Then ask students the following questions. What did Joseph Smith and Sidney Rigdon do that prepared them to receive this vision? They were studying and meditating on John 5:29. What does it mean to meditate on the Scriptures? Answers could include pondering or thinking about what you are reading, asking questions about what you are reading, and connecting what you are learning with what you already know. What principle can we learn from Joseph Smith and Sidney Rigdon's example? Students may suggest a variety of principles, but be sure to emphasize the following principle. As we prayerfully study and ponder the Scriptures, we prepare ourselves to receive understanding from the Lord through the Holy Ghost. To help students better understand how to prayerfully study and ponder the Scriptures, invite a student to read the following statement by Elder D. Todd Christofferson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Ask the class to listen for actions associated with prayerfully studying and pondering the Scriptures. You may want to provide students with a copy of this statement so they can follow along. Quote, when I say study, I mean something more than reading. I see you sometimes reading a few verses, stopping to ponder them, carefully reading the verses again, and as you think about what they mean, praying for understanding, asking questions in your mind, waiting for spiritual impressions, and writing down the impressions and insights that come so you can remember and learn more. Studying in this way, you may not read a lot of chapters or verses in a half hour, but you will be giving place in your heart for the Word of God, and He will be speaking to you. End quote. What actions did Elder Christofferson associate with prayerfully studying and pondering the Scriptures? In addition to Elder Christofferson's suggestions, what else have you done to prayerfully study and ponder the Scriptures? List students' responses on the board. What have you experienced as a result of prayerfully studying and pondering the Scriptures? Encourage students to apply the actions discussed today in their personal study of the Scriptures. Consider sharing your testimony of prayerfully studying and pondering the Scriptures. Note: help students apply doctrines and principles. As students apply the principles they learn from the Scriptures, their understanding and testimony of those truths will grow. Give students time in class to ponder what they have learned and consider ways they can act on what they have learned. Encourage them to act on the promptings they receive from the Holy Ghost as they ponder.